Let's recap some weekend sports for you in high school wrestling. Lots of tournament action on the weekend. The Rollin Dyer Invitational closed out at Atlantic over the weekend. Atlantic Cam had a couple of champions in that tournament as Chase McLaren won the 132-pound title, and it was John McConkey capturing the 285-pound title for Atlantic Cam. Red Oak also had a couple of champs, Justin McCunn at 152 and Thomas Bentley at 182, while Gabe Pauly of AHSTW was the champion at 170 pounds. Ankeny turned out the championship on the team side as they picked up 234 points for the win. Sergeant Bluff Luton had 231.5 for second place. Humboldt was third with 187.5. Atlantic Cam placing fourth with 177. AHSTW ended up in fifth place with 134.5. There were 12 teams in total in that meet over the weekend. Also on the weekend, the Crusader Invitational in Coon Rapids had Panorama winning with 242.5 team points to take the championship at the Crusader Invite. It was West Central Valley with 168, the runner-up. Riverside third with 134.5. South Central Calhoun and Coon Rapids Bayard finish out the top five. Also among the champions, Peyton Clipperton at 120 and Dalton Arnold at 220 were champions for the Crusaders. Mick Schroeder of Riverside wins at 106. Also, Trace McEwen of Audubon, the champ at 160. At the Tri-Center Invitational in Neola, Missouri Valley with 251 points took the team title with West Monona second. Harlan was third, Tri-Center fourth, and Kemper Catholic placing fifth in that meet. Among some of those individual champions, the Big Reds had a big day as Connor Lang had a championship at 138. Duke Kyle wins at 145. Skeeter Bostwick at 152. Nathan Haynes at 170. Nick Haynes at 182. Tom Reef at 220. And Aaron Olson at 285. Tri-Center got a champion. Connor Atkinson was a winner at 106. Also, Zach Hulsing took the 160-pound title for Kemper Catholic, and Nick Foss, a winner for Harlan at 195. Also at the Gary Christensen Invitational on the weekend, this was over in Winterset. Waukee wins the title with 242 points as I-35 ended up in second place, and Winterset was third with 133 points. Underwood had a couple of champions crowned in that meet. Alex Thompson took the 126 crown, and at 132, Logan James, a winner for Underwood on Saturday. Now to basketball and girls high school hoops from Saturday. It was Shenandoah beating Denison in double overtime at Hawkeye 10 play, 49-48. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Red Oak edging Creston 51-50. Kemper Catholic over East Sac County 68-55. From the Western Iowa Conference, Riverside beat Heartland Christian 54-44. IKM Manning over OABCIG 62-44. West Monona topping Missouri Valley 65-40. At the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Clark 50-31. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Glidden-Ralston 55-19. Exira EHK over ACGC 72-33. Peyton Sherdan beat West Harrison 55-37 in girls' hoops. In boys' basketball from Saturday, in the Hawkeye 10, it was Denison over Shenandoah, 78-36. Creston beating Red Oak, 68-48. East Sac County topping Kemper Catholic, 79-75. In the Western Iowa Conference, Riverside over Heartland Christian, 63-54. IKM Manning beating OABCIG, 72-64. It was West Monona topping Missouri Valley, 54-39. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Glidden-Ralston, 74-57. Exira EHK topping ACGC, 59-37. Peyton Sherdan beat West Harrison 61-54. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley boys a winner, 63-57 over Clark on Saturday. In men's college hoops, Iowa's season continues to unravel, and Coach Fran McCaffrey came unglued at Maryland last night as McCaffrey was hit with two technical fouls and ejected with 45 seconds left in the first half in the Terrapins' 91-73 win. The Hawkeyes led by as many as 10 points in the first half.
You know what? I thought we came out really hard, really connected. I thought, you know, we played extremely well at the beginning of the game, you know, up 27-17. Made a little run at us. We made a little run back. You know, I thought we were playing well. And, you know, that's something to be proud of. You go on the road, you want your guys to compete. And had to overcome a little bit of adversity. And, you know, I'm going to fight for my guys.
McCaffrey's ejection came moments after Maryland standout Anthony Cowan threw an elbow to the head of Iowa sophomore Cordell Pemsel, but didn't get whistled for a foul. He watched the second half from the locker room.
You know, I thought we had a good game plan, came out with some good stuff. And, you know, I trust my guys. We've got a veteran staff. And, you know, I watched the second half, so I was able to going to talk to the guys after the game about some of the things I saw. And this was really positive with them.
Maryland used a 19-2 run in the second half to take command, and that pleased Maryland coach Mark Turgeon.
Yeah, I thought where we were really good tonight was zone offense. They ran three different zones at us. We were really good in all three. We put a couple things in yesterday, and the guys executed them great. And then they had to play us man. And most of the second half they played man, they went to zone like two possessions, and we got layups again. So we did some really nice things against the zone.
Bruno Fernando led six Terrapins in double figures with 21 points as Maryland improves to 3-2 in the Big Ten. Iowa falls to 0-5 in conference play. Also in men's college hoops yesterday, Northern Iowa dropped another tight Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball game Sunday, falling to Loyola of Chicago 56-50. The Panthers led 26-23 at the half, but the Ramblers responded with a 33-24 final 20 minutes to secure that victory. Also at top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, Ohio State knocked off top-ranked Michigan State 80-64. Number 4 Arizona State beat Utah 80-77. Ninth-ranked Wichita State over South Florida 95-57. 15th-rated Miami beat number 24 Florida State 80-74. 19th-ranked Cincinnati over SMU 76-56. In women's college hoops, Megan Gustafson exploded for 34 points, grabbed 12 rebounds, and helped number 18 Iowa knock off Illinois 84-71 on Sunday. A dominant second period pushed number 12 West Virginia to a 57-49 win over Iowa State on Sunday afternoon. A battle of unbeaten Missouri Valley Conference teams went to the Drake women on Sunday as they knocked off Southern Illinois 75-64. And Missouri State used an 18-7 first period to take a 62-52 win over Northern Iowa in women's hoops on Sunday. The New Orleans Saints and Jacksonville Jaguars have advanced to the NFL's divisional round, winning at home on Sunday. Drew Brees threw for 376 yards and two touchdowns before the Saints' defense clamped down on the Carolina final possession to complete a 31-26 win over the Panthers. The Jaguars limited the Bills to a second-quarter field goal and a 10-3 win that puts Jacksonville in the divisional round for the first time since 2008. The Jags defense bailed out an offense that had just two scoring drives and was held to 230 total yards. Jacksonville clinched the victory when Jalen Ramsey intercepted Nathan Peterman's pass in the final minute. Mike Mularkey will remain the head coach of the Titans after leading the team to its first playoff win in 14 years. Owner Amy Adams-Strunk issued a statement Sunday saying that Mularkey isn't going anywhere after the Titans made the postseason in just his second full season on the job. Tennessee advanced to the AFC divisional round by turning a 21-3 halftime deficit into a 22-21 victory at Kansas City on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.